America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here, and this is the Steve Taylor Show. Last day's news, last day's breaking news, and that it's good having you here. It's great having you here, Colleen, and having me there.
Nice to have you as well. If our listeners don't know, if you're first tuning into the show, we have Steve not in the studio live, but he's remote through the computer, and it's great technology that we're able to do that, so that, you know, it makes time management easier, and so that we can both handle that for the radio station.
Well, let's get it straight. But actually, I'm here and you're there.
Right.
We actually, the studio is the Chesapeake studio of the Last Days News Steve Taylor Show. And we happen to be remoting into your WPMH radio station for the benefit of our listeners to know all the news that is fit to hear. And folks, God bless you for being here. We look forward to talking to you today and exposing some of the tactics of the enemy. This is a faith-based program. We're going to jump into prayer real quick so that we can get our mind straight, you know, get our understanding correct. Because if you think this is all just a bunch of really wacko people that are doing bad things, well, you're right. But that they're all like little puppet master, you know, like the little puppets of the enemy. And so, you know, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll jump into our program. Let's pray. Father, you are a great and wonderful and gracious God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us that you would send your son Jesus to pay for our sins on that cross. Lord, you came 2,022 years ago, approximately, give or take a couple years, and then you lived for 33 years, and you went to the cross to pay for our sin debt. We praise you for that. But even more, God, that you rose that third day, God, that you're in heaven today. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to return soon. And Lord, your return is sooner than most people even realize. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take this last day's news program and use it for your glory. Lord, we pray for that person that is not saved, is headed toward hell. And today, God, we just pray, Lord, you just put on their mind the reality that your gospel is real, that the consequences of not abiding in it are eternal. And Father, we would ask you, Lord, we would pray, Lord, that you'd give them grace to draw near, and that you would save them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, folks. Well, lots of things going on in this world today, Colleen. Boy, where to start?
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Well, you know, let's start on the border of the United States and Canada. You know, the really, you know, the very predictable thing that's happened in the last couple days is that, of course, you know, we saw the martial law, which should not have been unanticipated, since about a year ago that Trudeau actually went on, had he was speaking to his, I can't remember which cabinet, but basically he had a plan that basically he was going to unleash, you know, vaccine mandates, and then he was going to unleash martial law, and then of course after the martial law that he was going to require internment camps for those that didn't do the vaccine mandates or would not comply with the digital or vaccine passports. And so we're already at the point of the martial law that was imposed about a week ago after what looked to be a significant good news in that the truckers were pushing back against the vaccine mandates. But then, you know, we had this heavy-handed, authoritarian, tyrannical sort of repression against the truckers at the border. And you know what? Despite all their effort to resist, they cleared them out of the Ottawa, off the bridges. You know, everything you can imagine, that the a peaceful freedom protest and convoy was taken down by a tyrannical government. Well, so you would expect, right, the tyrannical government to then say, okay, well, everything's good now, we won, and the martial law is over. Well, of course, that's not the way it works. You never let a good crisis go to waste. And so they created the crisis by imposing the vaccine mandate to a people that did not deserve it. And of course, when they resisted, that they took them out. And then once the need for the martial law, for their heavy-handed tactics were gone, they reimposed them. And so they've extended, I think indefinitely, the martial law in Canada. Trudeau said he needs them to rule. He needs the martial law, the Emergency Act, to rule. And so that's completely not unexpected. As we said, that's what the plan was more than a year and a half ago, that was leaked out. I mean, it was on a video. I mean, people saw it for what it was. But people said, well, that can't be right. That's, you know, there's no way that Canada's going to be under martial law within a year. And it was about 3 months later than the planned rollout of the martial law.
You are listening to the Steve Taylor Last Days News program right here on WPMH, The Lighthouse. When we had some technical difficulties at a little late start, so we played some replay of Tuesday's program, but now we are live and ready to go. So I have Steve on video with me, and I also have Tony on the line. So welcome, gentlemen.
It's good great afternoon. Being back here. That the technical difficulty was me. I ran into some of those unfortunate situations called the life of a lawyer, and so that I'm here now. Tony, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Sorry, I didn't catch on either. I should have jumped in and filled in, but I was sidetracked for a moment too. So life happens, I guess.
That's right.
And I didn't want to take it all by myself without you all showing up. So.
Well, folks, it's good that you're here. That we opened up with prayer. We're gonna retrogress and use Tuesday's prayer for today. But let's just say an addendum to that. God, we love you and we thank you, and we give you this this program. So, and we pray that in the name of your Son Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that sounds great. And so, you know, it was interesting to listen to the program because what we were talking about is a good segue to what we're going to talk about today. Before we do that, Colin, can you tell us who sponsors this program, please?
Definitely. The Steve Taylor Last Days News is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. Go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com to chat with them, to find out more information about their services that they provide. And so I invite you to do that. Go to debtfreeva.com. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can either do that by calling us here at the station, 488-5299, 488-5299. You can also always go there and chat with chat on the chat box there at Alliance Legal Group to send a note to Steve, or you can contact me through the radio station and I'll get that to Steve as well. So we appreciate your feedback and sponsorship of or support of Alliance Legal Group as they're sponsoring the program.
And also wanted to let you know that we tried something that I believe is going to help the folks out, that if you tell the chat box assistant, or if you call us at our number, at 757-482-5705, and tell the chat box assistants that you heard from, you made it to our website, you made it to our office through listening to the Steve Taylor Show, Last Day's News, that we're going to give you $100 off of whatever service that you ask us to provide, our regular provided services. Typically, that we do a lot of course, if the service costs less than $100, we're not going to give you a refund. We're not going to pay you some money to call here. But that typically that we do, so let's say it this way, anything that costs $4.95 or more, that we'll give you $100 off. And so that you just let us know, and that we'll be happy to make that happen for you. And so, again, we're doing a lot of stuff right now. A lot of bankruptcies are starting to happen. A lot of deterioration of the economy are passing its way down to people. Everything from not being able to pay some of their normal expenses they're able to do, and they're needing some help. So, but of course, it bleeds on to everything else. That's why we're here. Contact us. We'd love to help you. With that said, We were talking in the last segment, last Tuesday, in the very beginning of the show, about how Trudeau had enacted the Emergency Act, which is martial law, and that even as of last Tuesday, they had, on that day, extended martial law indefinitely. That's what Trudeau had done, you know, just by, you know, their legislative body had, approved. I guess, I don't know if they have any right or say or anything when he does this Emergency Act over there, but that they had approved it. They had given the rubber stamp, so to speak. And that, of course, you know, we were talking about the United States following suit as far as the truckers. But then last night, you know, I woke up early in the morning, sometime late yesterday evening, that he vacated that order, that, you know, he announced that he had revoked the unprecedented Emergency Act. So there's lots of reason for that, there's a lot of pushback happening by his cabinet, by you know, people who were having their bank accounts seized, by just the unprecedented use of this draconian emergency powers, that people were pushing back. And so, you know, he says something like, Colin, he says, today, after careful consideration, well, it wasn't too careful like 48 hours before then, it says, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Well, the same situation on the ground was going on 48 hours before, but anyhow, so that's some good breaking news. What's your thought about that, Tony?
Well, I think it's trending from people's flashback. I think the people who've been talking about what he's doing, I think it's a lot of it has to do with what's polling in the popular populace of each country. I believe they got a lot of negative feedback. They said, okay, we need to back up. We don't want too many. And then they just noticed the truckers are now moving in the United States. So that's something else for them to not have to watch and not have to worry about. We have to worry about it now. And then our truckers are going to face the same thing that their truckers faced. You know, draconian pushback.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a thought. I'm sure you probably already thought about this, Tony, because you're big on believing the Canadians are every bit as bad as we think they are. That, you know, first of all, you know, this order, you know, falsely described as legislation. This wasn't legislation. This was, you know, a dictatorial, tyrannical ruler imposing his will upon some peaceful protesters. Basically gave the government of Canada the ability to unilaterally declare the right that they should have to peacefully protest around the Parliament Hill illegal. And, you know, just ignores existing law, you know, that they have, you know, embedded in their laws as well, you know, God-given freedom such as assembly. And it also granted the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, these war horses, you know, these Clydesdales, that's what they are. They're like war horses. The ability to the streets, lots of times they would be crushing these people. It also gave Mounted Police the ability to dox freedom convoy protesters of their personal information so they could work with banks to freeze their financial accounts. So if you give $25 to this group, that they would pass that information. They've already received this information that they were you know, they'd infiltrated the GoSendGo private servers, and they gave this information to the federal government illegally, you know, this illegal information that they hacked these computers, gave this information to the Canadian government, and then the Canadian government would work with banks to freeze the financial property. So huge overreach there. But that what also was crazy was that these police, quote unquote police, these military forces weren't Canadian. Did you hear about that, Tony?
Yes, I did. That you're talking about the United Nations joining their part.
International boots on the ground. These folks, you know, you started seeing pictures two, 3 days ago, Colleen, about all these, like, military units, you know, with dark helmets so you couldn't see their faces, and then nothing on their, you couldn't see the badge number or, you know, they just, like, these green military drab military you know, like Darth Vader, you know, that they with these masks on, and that the and there was hundreds of them. You know, they're all over the place. And what these folks would do is they would take these truckers and take these people from, you know, where they were protesting, put them in military units, you know, and, you know, squad cars, whatever they could stick them in, and take them, you know, a couple miles outside the city and then drop them off. No charges, no nothing. The reason was because they had no authority to do any of this. These weren't Canadian police. They weren't mounted police. They weren't government police. In many cases, they were UN soldiers that that apparently had been brought in by Canada because they didn't have enough people, enough law enforcement to do the job. Not only did they not have enough law enforcement to do the job, the law enforcement that was in Canada didn't want to do the job. So they brought these international forces into police their people. It sounds like it's strictly against the Canadian charter. You know, certainly should be if it's not. But I'm sure that the people didn't know. They thought they were having Canadians do the policing there. They were having UN soldiers do the policing in this roundup. What do you think about that, Colleen? That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. I just wonder about the jurisdiction and how that's even allowed, or, you know, what the rules are about that.
It's
and
crazy.
How, you know,
you know, Trudeau
for peacekeeping forces, I guess, or something.
Even after he removed or, you know, as of 2 days ago, he was saying that the Canadian truckers are still a threat, still now, even after yesterday, he's saying they're still a threat and they need to be dealt with accordingly. And so, you know, he says in his statement yesterday, going forward, it will be we gain a fuller understanding of what gave rise to this kind of disregard of laws. Well, I can tell you, it was your illegal vaccine mandate. You know, you don't have to look very far. You know, you provoke these folks into standing up for their freedoms. You know, it's crazy.
Well, and that's the important thing to understand. They're not breaking laws. They're doing their constitution. They had a right to protest. By our constitution, we have a right.
You're almost inaudible. Do you have any way to get your voice up?
Is that better now?
No. Can you hear him, Colleen?
I can. I can hear him.
All right. Go
How
ahead.
About now?
Go ahead, Tony.
I said we have to understand that what they're doing is a bait and switch on everybody. They're saying they're breaking laws. Well, they're not breaking laws. They're actually exercising their constitutional rights based upon their constitution and our constitution here. We do the same thing. So what they're doing is they're saying, you're wrongfully assembling, you're damaging the public transportation, so you're breaking the law. They don't really quote what law they're breaking because they can't. There's no real law. They're just using it as a bait and switch to condition people again to be subservient, to bow down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that they got some lawsuits by some of the provinces saying that they weren't going to abide by it, and they believe that it was, you know, I don't think they have a constitution there, but, you know, certainly against Canadian law. And so they were getting a lot of pushback from a lot of different sources. And of course, what's his first name? Justin Castro Trudeau, I think his name probably is. He was still saying these guys pose a threat and an emergency, but that the it shows who the tyrants are. You know, the tyrants weren't certainly the people voicing their support for freedom weren't the tyrants, and so that's what's going on in there. That again, that the truckers are gathering. In fact, the first convoy apparently has reached Washington, D.C. And so, you know, we're going to see what happens out there. What's your thoughts on that, Tony, as far as the folks coming across the country and gathering in D.C.?
I think it's important they do it. I think it's important they understand they're going into a place where the law is not really going to apply. It's the governmental overreach of authority that's going to apply. I saw news articles where they're scrambling to try and find tow trucks. One of the reasons they were grabbing people to take them outside of town was, you're outside of town, now your vehicle's abandoned. So if you're a trucker and I grab you and I take you outside of town, I can now tow your vehicle. You're not there to say anything. They were using whatever method they could to disrupt a lawful protest, just like when Black Lives Matter and everyone else was protesting. That was all okay. This isn't okay because we're against the narrative of the government. I was reading yesterday that in, I think it was in Kentucky, wasn't it? They enacted a law in one of the cities saying that if you disagree with the city, you can be prosecuted for breaking the law. That's unconstitutional. They can't do that, but they did it.
Yeah, we need to understand two things. One, even though that he's rescinded or revoked the Emergencies Act, both the United States and Canada have extended their emergency powers. Mm-hmm. I just did that kind of secretly the other day. It was going to end March 1st next week, and he's extended it indefinitely. So this country is still under a state of emergency, as well as is Canada, just not the Emergency Act, which is effectively martial law.
Yeah. And now, the Constitution says they can't do that, so they're doing that illegally.
What, in Canada or the United States?
United States.
Well, there's supposed to be some sort of emergency.
I think Canada's emergency powers.
Biden wrote something up saying, well, 900,000 people have died, which, you know, of course is not true.
Mm-hmm.
From this chimerically engineered set of symptoms that they've labeled as COVID-19. The other thing is to remember is they don't just get a pass on this. You know, the Ontario Ministry of Transportation effectively shut down 39 trucking businesses in this wake of a crackdown on so-called freedom convoy protesters. And, you know, the protesters, you know, they haven't, to my knowledge, they may have, but they have not been charged with any specific crime that I'm aware of. But they've had all their businesses shut down, too, just like the January 6th folks. You know, they're being, and what their Ministry of Justice, quote unquote, the minister of, I guess, that ministry, the ministry is just ridiculous to call it a ministry. You think of Christians and stuff like that. These guys are far from that. They said they're going to track down these people because that they're not done with trying to justify these forced vaccine mandates. It's just beginning. You know, in America, you know, that those January 6th folks showed up to the protest that our elections were stolen, and they were stolen. And if you think anything differently, you're just wrong. These were clearly stolen elections, you know, which even saying that in America puts you on notice that you're going to be put on a terrorist list. But that what happens when you show up to these protests in America now and in the future, that you're put on no-fly list, that you're put on just about every sort of list that you can think that once was unthinkable. So, you know, the truckers, let's call it what it is, I believe had a win today, that they caused, you know, the government to back up, expose themselves for who they were. And again, that we see a lot of things changing in Canada for the positive right now, but that let's not make any mistake, that we have we still have a Canada, which is just an abomination, when it comes to a tyrannical government, that tyranny is spreading to the United States quickly. So, last thoughts on that. Let's go to Colleen first, as far as your thoughts generally, and then we'll go to the next subject.
Well, I'm glad that they took away some of that, you know, the law and moved on. But, you know, it's like what's coming next around the bend, you know, kind of thing. And maybe he was getting a lot of pressure from people. So we'll just have to continue to see what happens.
Tony, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just looked up the Declaration of Emergency Powers. Originally, it was 6 months in Canada. The Trudeau's dad, I guess, or relative, when he enacted the Emergency Powers Act, they gave it a maximum of 5 years.
Hmm.
So now it can exist for 5 years. I believe the U.S. can only have martial law for up to 6 months. I think we were looking that up before when we were waiting for Trump to try and declare martial law, but I believe it was 6 months, and I'm not sure what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the positive, let's take a look at the positives and the negatives. You know, the positives are that we saw a group of people stand up to a world-class dictatorship, much like, you know, the our own beloved patriots stood up to Great Britain during the American Revolution. In a very great way that we saw Trudeau and his communist cohorts blink. You know, that they that there was a conflict there. There was a confrontation, and that we saw different provinces reduce and get rid of the mandates in some areas. There's people that will have paid a price for that because they will be on the list. But that and the way these dictators work is that they'll take three steps up and they'll move one step back and they'll come back again for another attack very soon. But that if they would have just complied and say, all right, let's everybody get vaccinated and everybody, you know, and get 100% vaccination rate now, that would have been a loss. So, you know, I think in the long and short of it, I think that the Freedom Convoy made a very strong point that people coming together, even if there's a crackdown on the demonstration, helps solidify independence. And I think this independence and this independence movement that was created by this convoy will spread, not just to the rest of Canada, which I see them starting to stand up for themselves a lot more. And there's a recognition that Trudeau and his cohorts are very, very bad, very, very dangerous, but also that this freedom, this Western independence movement is spreading to the United States, which is obviously a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where, I think.
Yeah, you know, look what's happening on the big stage, too. Ukraine right now. Putin is right now arresting people in Ukraine. That's one of the headlines. Protesters are being arrested just like they did in Canada.
Yeah.
So it's a world agenda.
Well, you have to recognize these globalist elite, they're like one to 1,000, you know, with the blue-collar mm-hmm. people, the working class across Canada and America. You know, they're few and far between. They've got the reins of power. It's like the guy in the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtain. They're pulling the levers, but the people, the blue collar people, the working class people, the Canadians, the Americans that are being affected by this, they greatly outnumber this small cabal of tyrants. And so, you know, probably of all the nations in the world, Western nations in the world, Canada and Australia have been the two that have been treated the worst. You know, that their people and their concerns just don't matter. You see this tyranny just going amok in those two countries. And so by standing up, I think possibly that pushback gives the those dictators an idea that basically they need to slow down and consider a little bit more as they move forward, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what's on your mind now. We're now at the 1 o'clock hour, and so that we've got half our program through us, we've seen some good news, I think, in the revocation of the Emergency Act and the standing up by the truckers in Canada and the moving forward of the Freedom Convoy in America. And so with that being said, Colleen, tell us who's providing the support for this program, and then we'll jump into the next segment of the program.
Well, as you're listening to Steve Taylor's show, Last Day's News, right here on The Lighthouse, it is being brought to you by Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. Their website, debtfreeva.com. It's debtfree. va.com, and please contact them and reach out to them. Like Steve said, you know, if you have a service that you need and you tell them that you've heard it here on the station and they're able to help you out, they'll give you a $100 discount off of any service that's like $495 or more there with their law service. So they have a lot of different ways that they can help you legally. So please contact them again by going to debtfreeva.com. And if you want to chat with us, you can certainly do that. The phone lines are open at 488-5299, 488-5299. If you have a comment, a question, you know, a topic that you'd like us to address, you can call us 488-5299 or chat there at debtfreeva.com as well. And again, thank you for listening to the Steve Taylor Show.
Amen. And do please call in. We really do want to hear from you. We'd like to hear your comments that we're in an unprecedented time in this nation's history. We're really standing in the gap as far as trying to get some information out to you that you won't get on the legacy news stations. That we really appreciate WPMH for allowing us to you know, have this program so that we can discuss the things that are going on today in a real and truthful way. Let's throw it up for a question and answer sort of time frame. Colleen, you tell me if you have a thought right now, and then you don't, you can pass it to Tony. What crazy thing in this country right now is going on especially if it had something to do from a biblical sort of nature, that what sort of thought do you have that's going on right now that you want to talk about?
Going on right now? Well, I mean, I haven't followed everything, but I do know, you know, that there's a lot going on in Russia in Ukraine, actually, that they have, you know, started war basically against Ukraine. And I, you know, haven't had a chance in the last day to really delve into all of that means and what the ramifications are and those kind of things. But I certainly know, you know, it is wars and rumors of war. So from a biblical perspective, we need to be, you know, conscientious of that, you know, even if it's not happening to our country right now, it certainly has the potential too. I heard a little bit of Jay Sekulow saying, you know, that Putin possibly will, you know, attack our energy grids and different things like that, you know. So, I mean, there's powerful ramifications for this. I just haven't had to be have the chance to process all of that and what we should discuss as far as that goes. But that's the big news, I think, for today.
I think you're right. Let's just kind of frame it up a little bit from a biblical standpoint, possibly some of the factors, and from a biblical standpoint, and kind of give a framework. Then we can do the boots on the ground sort of perspective. I think you hit it right on the head. You know, that many listeners of this program, including myself, believe there's a possibility that we're very near the end times, and that that's why we call it the last days news. And some people even believe that we may have entered into that time frame. Maybe as soon as the Rosh Hashanah of last year, you know, so that we could be 6 months into this thing by some people's predictions, 4 months into this thing by some people's predictions. And if not, then we're very, very close to it. And what we see in Matthew 24 is exactly what you said, that the birth pangs of the tribulation that precede and go into that first time period is that wars and rumors of war, and that so that we certainly see the possibility that these wars we see breaking out in Europe, that we see the possibility of war and conflict in the China Sea, where they're making these dot line sort of islands that are claiming as territory, expanding their influence, as well as with Iran, and we see Israel always under the threat of attack. We see it in Yemen. We see it in a lot of different places right now. We see a lot of different wars. So certainly that's something that ties us into the framework that we see this war occurring in Ukraine. We also see the very environment of, we see in this war, Russia, you know, two people, there's two sides, I think. There's probably a lot more, but one side, these guys are terrible. Russia, and that they're invading this country that's at peace, and they're good folks, and that we need to stand up and prevent that from happening. The other folks say, no, Russia's the good guys, and that that Ukraine's the bad guys. And, of course, there's a lot to be said about Ukraine not being the perfect country in the world, that they certainly aligned with Joe Biden and his folks, and that they got a lot of corruption over there, of course. And so that they're the bad guys. And there's probably some of both of that in there. But from a biblical worldview, I think there's a good argument to be made that it is defensive that Russia is moving into Ukraine. That Russia and Putin have said, like I said, Putin is not a good guy. He's a dictator. He's a tyrant. But that he's probably not the person that we need to worry about more than the people that have invaded our own country and taken them over. Putin is concerned about globalists taking over Russia, and rightfully so. We don't see Russia. We do not see Russia in the Book of Revelation, just like we don't see the United States specifically in the Book of Revelation. They are not Rosh that some people say that they see in Ezekiel 38. They're not there. That Russia is silently quietly silent as far as being a superpower. And the reason is because you have a one world power called Mystery Babylon sitting on another world power called the Beast. And again, that you don't see superpowers like the United States or Russia being specifically listed. And so the thought is that Russia and the United States and other superpowers are decimated by the Mystery Babylon, which I believe, is the global powers that we see doing the Great Reset. And so that as much as the United States has slipped into being part of Mystery Babylon, being part of the prostitute that sits on many waters, that Russia doesn't want to be part of that. They don't want to be part of the global reset. They do not want to be reset. And so fighting with everything they have in themselves, they want to prevent NATO, which, again, is part of that European alliance that we have combined with, from invading, taking over, and making them part of or taking over Russia and becoming part of that greater Mystery Babylon. I don't think they're going to prevent it. Ultimately, we see Mystery Babylon being on many waters, and we don't see Russia being there. So that I don't think that Putin is a Christian. I don't know. I don't know him personally, but from what he does, he doesn't seem like he's a Christian. But he does know that basically that the globalists have said that they want to take over everything. You know, that they want to have a one world government, and he doesn't want that to happen. So I don't think he's too concerned about the United States attacking and leveling, but he is concerned about being morphed into and subsumed by this great reset, this Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum, Bill Gates sort of plan to level the countries of the world so that by 2030 you'll own nothing and be happy. Vladimir will not be happy about owning nothing, and he's not about to let Russia, if he has anything to say about it, become part of the Great Reset. So that's what's going on, is that this is truly defensive. They're very concerned. They see what's happening, that they don't want to be part of it, and so that's why that they're attacking. So that's the framework for a biblical worldview, that Russia's not a good guy. They're not like, you know, people that we should commend, but they're very concerned about the United States and its a group of nations called NATO, which are very woke, are very being very conformed to the image of Mystery Babylon, and getting too close, and that concerns them. Your take on it, Tony?
I think you're really cool. I think you're really right. I think they're doing the best they can to protect their country from the Mystery Babylon. They're existing as communists, they're socialists, but that's all they've ever known. They have a strange form of that going on, but I believe that they don't want to give in to the World Bank. They don't want the world banking system. We have to realize, too, Putin is one of the richest men in the world, and he does not want to be part of the New World Order. But he's one of the richest men in the world.
And he's very familiar with them. You know, that there's that group that Klaus Schwab created, you know, the World Economic Forum, the I think it's called the Young Leaders. They've got quite a list of folks that they call the Young Global Leaders. And some of those folks, they're just a list of terrible people. Those people that have graduated from this Young Global Leaders have everybody from, like, Justin Trudeau. They've got, who else they got? They got Gavin Newsom. They've got Merkel, you know, the Prime Minister of Germany. And they have some people that you wouldn't realize were part of that group, like Nikki Haley, you know, the ambassador. She, you know, the one that got rid of the, you know, anything to do with the Confederacy in South Carolina and just was very woke as far as turning out to be that way. But even those, like that one guy that, who's that one guy that has the eye patch that claims that he's a Rhino Republican from, like, Texas, I think it is. I can't say his name,
yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about. That guy.
Yeah.
He's one of the graduates from that as well. But surprisingly, so is Putin. But, you know, I think the difference between those folks and Putin is Putin went to those young leaders and figured out these guys are serious. These guys got a plan, and I don't want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their plan is they want to own my country. They can't have my country. And that's what we should be saying. We should be saying, you can't have America. Sorry, you can't have it. But we're not doing that yet.
Were you aware of any of that? Or tell me what you were aware of, Colleen.
I mean, I'm like, again, this is a difficult thing because, you know, you don't want to see people being wage war on. But to know, and like you said, there's cases that can be said with which side, you know, which side do I take on this? Like, you have to, well, who do I support and who am I against in this situation? And I have to say, frankly, you know, I was confused over it. Like, should I be, you know, which country should I be supporting in this, you know, endeavor or whatever? Or, you know, obviously nobody wants war at all, you know, but to find out who's right and who's wrong in this situation is difficult to undertake.
Well, in the last 12 minutes, let's back up a little bit, because we want to do whatever the Bible tells us to do. And then figuring out what God's will for us, his revealed will for us, is very important. So, you know, I guess the first thing we need to determine is the proposition that this World Economic Forum, this shareholder system, this stakeholder system, is Mystery Babylon. You know, are they Babylon the Great that the Bible calls you know, the prostitute that sits on many waters? And again, we probably should set a whole time period to do that, but it looks like they are. This Mystery Babylon describes itself in chapter 17 and 18 of the book of Revelation as the great men, you know, the merchants of the earth, the ones that use pharmakia to get their wealth, that they merchant in just about everything you can imagine, more so than Amazon ever thought about, but they merchant in everything, and that their modus operandi is to form a one world government. There's no question that there's going to be one world government that surpasses all in the very last times, and that's the beast empire. But this one world government called Mystery Babylon sits upon the beast until she is destroyed. And what God tells us is that what God commands us as Christians is to come out of her. In Revelation chapter 18, he gives us this admonition. He says, that John hears from heaven, he says, come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. And then he destroys Mystery Babylon, and that all the people of the earth, the people that traded in all these things that they traded in, look at Mystery Babylon having been destroyed. And of course, the rise of the beast empire then comes next. But that Mystery Babylon, I believe, is the same group of folks that we see gathering and plotting and doing this great reset that emanate out of the World Economic Forum, and that we should be getting out of the UN. We should be. The problem that I see, Colleen, is that it's very clear that the WEF has an agenda directly against the United States, directly against the sovereignty of the United States, as well as every other world leader. Klaus Schwab, in his book, The Great Reset, COVID-19, said there needs to be a new paradigm of world governance. And that's these woke corporations and woke entities that basically take away sovereignty from the governments of the nation and run the world. And yet we don't see even the quote-unquote conservative Republicans, the Ted Cruz's, the, you know, anybody that you see, we don't see anybody saying, get out of the UN. Get out of WEF.
And get them out of America. Get the UN out of here. Stop supporting it.
Absolutely. They're like a cancer that is destroying America, and that what Putin is saying, just rounding it back up, what Putin is saying is we don't want any part of Babylon. From a biblical perspective, he's saying, come out of her, my people. You know, he's saying, get Russia out of Babylon and Babylon out of Russia, because they will destroy us, and that we will. And he's not doing it from a biblical standpoint, but he's certainly doing it correctly, that he should have, and we should have no part of this World Economic Forum, but we don't have anybody saying it. And the reason nobody's saying anything about it, Republican, Democrat, anybody else, is because we're already part of them. They've already got the memo that they're going to be, or that they might be, stakeholders in this new paradigm of governance, of which the United States is going to be a member nation state among many, no longer a superpower. And that's what the plan is. That's the clear, and it's all out there. It's just completely laid out. And this NATO, which is obviously part of this world governance system, this paradigm, isn't just woke corporations like Amazon. You know, it's like Raytheon, and it's like, you know, all these corporations that are part of the industrial military complex. You know, the same thing that, what was it, Truman was speaking about, same thing that Kennedy was speaking about, I guess Eisenhower was speaking about. All these folks that have said that these woke and woke corporations, not so much, but these industrial military complex, they're part of this Mystery Babylon. They like wars. They like to have two people fighting against each other, paying money to each person, and then them getting the money, and that the population's going down, and that these countries weakened by their endless wars. So, you know, they conspire to get folks to fight so that the resources can be spent, that these corporations can make money, and that ultimately that's part of their goal. I hear quiet on the line. I hear crickets.
I don't hear Tony on there. Maybe he dropped.
I'm still here.
Oh, there he is.
I'm still here. Yeah, I'm just. You're doing a really good job. I don't want to break your train of thought, but you're touching some very good subjects, because what we have to understand is, okay, we have been led down a path to support the UN as patriotic Americans. What we don't understand is the UN does not support us.
Absolutely.
We are literally paying for the people who are ransacking your house and your garage as they rob you. You're paying for the crook. You're paying the crook to come to your house and steal your stuff. And no one seems to understand that. That's what you're doing.
Well, you know what the Bible tells us to do in Revelation 18:4. It says God calls his people. And that's us. And this was the United States. Whether we're a Christian nation anymore, I don't think so. But that we're supposed to disassociate ourselves from Babylon the Great during the tribulation. I believe, like I said, we could be there. If we're not, we're very close. And certainly that this great reset is bringing us into that tribulation. What the Bible says is that we must come out of her, have nothing to do, and it's basically a false religion. You know, we don't have time to get in. We only have 5 minutes. But this whole transhumanist sort of socialist, communist sort of plan that they have, that Bill Gates and these other folks have for us, is spiritual adultery. And what the Bible tells us to do is to come out of her. Get out of the UN. And listen, people say, well, what about the Pope? What about the Vatican, all this stuff? Well, if you've looked any time recently at what the letters from the Pope, they tie right in with the Great Reset. So I can certainly see the Pope joining with this cabal to be part of the spiritual framework for a one world religion. They're part and parcel of what this Great Reset is all about. In fact, do you call them a secular? What do you call the letters that the Pope writes? I can't think of what it is. But the letters that I feel terrible. I should know that. But that these letters they regularly write said every nation in the world, that's what the WASP said, should become part of this new world order. They say those words.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you notice that the Pope and everyone, they're embracing everything the gospel is supposed to be against. That's the that's the weird part.
Well, and, you know, fleeing from Babylon, running for our lives is what we should be doing. But when you don't know what to do, Colleen, in this environment, I'm just telling you, we spoke about it this morning, that what you have to do in some cases is when you don't know what the plans are of folks, you have to just look at what side they're on versus what side you're on. I've come to the easy conclusion that the WEF is very bad. They're very dangerous. They want to do the Great Reset. They're, you know, even if you don't say that they're part of the Mystery Babylon, they'll have our best interest in hand. We know that Joe Biden, he doesn't have the best interest in hand. All you have to do is look at his policies, the border, the destruction that he's causing America, the theft of the elections. And so whatever those people that don't like you, that are doing harmful things to you, that have a bad agenda against your interests, whatever those folks do, then do the opposite. Just do the opposite. And what you see is the United States warmongering, wanting to go over there. And, you know, they could have resolved this thing. They could have done some sort of thing saying NATO won't be part of Ukraine. I'm not a peace-loving person, trust me, that I love peace, but I'm not somebody that would normally not oppose Russia. But in this particular case, Joe Biden and his ties to Ukraine are not good. We know that. But that the truth is that whatever Joe Biden and his regime wants to do, whatever the WEF and now NATO seemingly want to do, I've got to question it. I've got to say, listen, maybe it's not the best plan to agree with those folks that are trying to destroy your country. Colleen, we have about 2 minutes left, maybe less. What are your final thoughts? And then we'll close with Tony, and then we'll close with prayer.
No, I definitely appreciate your, you know, elaborating on that a little bit. And I think it is something that we're going to have to follow through and do our, you know, due diligence. And like you, you've said, we always say on the show, you're not going to get that full picture from watching some or hearing news sources that are not in keeping with biblical standards as well. So we'll have to just continue to follow that and look forward to hearing what that looks like in the next few weeks.
Tony, we got less than a minute. Your final thoughts.
I think it's important now to everyone to share and talk. Those who are listening to this show, please call in. Please share your thoughts. And it's a great time to get a good relationship going with Jesus.
Amen.
Get yourself right so you have a place to go.
Amen. And again, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know what their plan's at, look at the people that hate you, that are doing bad things to you, and then don't necessarily agree with them. Take a look. Don't take the vaccine. Those guys want to hurt you. Don't do that. Don't wear the mask unless you have to. They don't want anything good for you. Folks, we love you. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, Lord willing. Have a great weekend. Spend it in your local church. If not, you know, go to a church that preaches the Bible, Jesus crucified for your sins, and repentance. So, Father, we love you. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.